Good evening. I'm Janine Miller, joining you for a very special Heart of the Arts feature. This season, the Sonoran Desert Chorale celebrates their 20th anniversary. Jeff Harris, director of the chorale, and Kevin Gardner, who's a member of the chorale and president of the SDC board, join me in the studio. And we're also honored to have renowned composer Renee Clausen joining us by phone. The season opens this weekend with World Voices and includes the world premiere of Renee Clausen's Joyful Journey. Kevin, can you share how the commission came about?
Jeff has a short list of favorite composers, and Dr. Renee Clausen was right up there at the top. So the board started about a year ago approaching Dr. Clausen to see if perhaps we could afford his services to acknowledge Jeff and Jean's dedication to the chorale with a commissioned work.
Why was Henry Van Dyke's Joyful Journey selected as the text?
We arrived at this one because the text of the poem acknowledges the realism of life, but always errs on the side of hope and optimism, and we thought that was just very reflective of the way Jeff Harris lives his life.
Well, Jeff, were you totally surprised?
It was a total surprise. The first night of rehearsal, we arrived, and I wondered why people were sort of slow getting there, and all of a sudden they all arrived together, and lo and behold, they had been down in another building rehearsing the piece. So at a certain juncture in the rehearsal, they presented me with a rendition of the piece and a plaque and the music, and it was a total surprise to myself and my wife.
A pleasant surprise, I'm sure.
It was wonderful.
Renee, you are frequently commissioned by some of the world's best choirs, including the King Singers and the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. What specifics do you keep in mind while approaching a new work?
You know, with any time you do a commissioned piece, performing forces are different every time. And in order to make a successful piece, you like to know something about the choir. You know, so I would say that the basic answer to the question is to know the instrument you're writing for. So there's that part of it, and then I think this, secondly, selecting the text. You know, we tend to live life in forwards, but we absorb it backwards. And, you know, the perspective of the poet here, I think, is looking back in a very satisfied way, yet there's a kind of grace about going through time. I'm also thinking about the choir. What does it feel like for them to perform? Can they get emotionally, physically, spiritually, musically into what they're singing? That makes a big difference for everyone if they feel like their parts are interesting to sing.
Well, thanks so much, Renee. Jeff, when you look back over the past 20 years with the Sonoran Desert Chorale, what moments are dearest to your heart, and what hopes do you have for the future of the Sonoran Desert Chorale?
This ensemble is made up of folks that come from every walk of life, and we're almost an extension choir for one of the universities here in the state. From Flagstaff, we have many students who come down the hill after they're done with school, and they sing with us. So we have a great mixture of youth and folks with a great deal of experience with a high degree of technicality in their singing, and they're wonderful. Over the years, we've been able to explore music from many cultures, like we will this weekend, with the World Voices, singing music from five continents.
Well, you've also traveled quite a bit with the choir.
We have
upcoming travels as well.
We have done four European trips and are going back to France this coming spring or summer to sing in the cemetery at Normandy on D-Day, and in Bayeux and Saint-Mère-Église around France throughout the first part of June. It'll be thrilling.
Thank you very much, Jeff Harris and Kevin Gardner of the Sonoran Desert Chorale and composer Renee Clausen. And all the best wishes for a fantastic premiere this weekend, 7:30 p.m. Saturday, October 5th at First United Methodist in Mesa, and 3 p.m. Sunday, October 6th, the Valley Presbyterian Church in Paradise Valley. I'm Janine Miller, and this is KBOC at the Heart of the Arts.